welcome. You are here with Dr. Nilda Perez with Business Foresight, creating strategies towards your extraordinary future.
My name is Dr. Nilda Perez, and this is the launch of Dr. Nilda Business Foresight Radio. I'm here from Juan 95.7 FM and La Super Latina. I want to introduce to you Katie Nafarro, who is going to be my co-host. We are working together, and she's the engineer here, and she's just super. Say hello, Katie.
Hi, thanks for that fabulous introduction.
I tell you, she's a truly awesome person, and it'd be kind of hard to do this without her. She's been a godsend. So, again, as I said before, for those on Facebook Live, I apologize for not being able to launch last week, but we're here today and we are ready to go. And we're going to be broadcasting live every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. And we're going to be right here, and we're also going to be on Facebook Live. So we're going to have several different venues and several different areas that we're going to, you know, going to be able to come to you live. However, if you want to call in, you're going to have to call into the station, and we'll be answering questions. I'm really looking forward to a very exciting show. This has been long coming, and we've been really excited about doing this. I have been wanting this for years. Oh my goodness, years. I've been planning this, and I've been having this idea in mind, and so here we are, finally.
You're doing great.
Yay! Okay. So we are going to have a guest. Ruben Estrada is going to be coming later on in the show. And so I want to start by telling you why I'm here and the intention of the show, because I think that's really first and foremost. That's the most important part. I want to share with you, let's get this on. I want to share with you what the direction that the show is going. It's probably different than most of the shows that you're going to experience on this station. Saturdays is a lot going on here, and we have fabulous people like Lina Informativa, which is right after me with Rubén and Bárbara. And then we have El Moris, which is Humberto Rodríguez Maya, who often comes with really fabulous guests also. And so there's a lot going on. It was chock full of information here on Saturdays. So the intention of my program and the direction that my program is going to be a little different than the other programs in that the concept of this show came several years ago, as I said earlier, and it came from the need that I saw in business and the Latino community. There's not really a lot out there that actually shows you how to, like, tangible information. So this show, the intention is going to be to have a little training in the beginning. And then I'm going to have some really fabulous, I think you've met some of these people, right, Katie?
I have.
Yeah, some of these really fabulous people that have been really monumental in the Latino community and in business at large. So although a lot of these people are going to be featured and they're going to be Latinos, just, you know, keep in mind that this is really for anybody who's in business. So they're innovators, thought leaders, just really great people. So what I was saying is, so there's a lot of people in this country that are doing really fabulous stuff. And because they're small businesses, they may not be known. And so my intention is to be able to showcase them. So we're going to start with a small training, and the training will always be around the idea of innovation, creativity, foresight, you know, anything having to do, you know, anything business. And then taking it from there and then being able to kind of evolve into the other, you know, it's going to be like a transition. So most of the trainings are going to be a real segue to be able to introduce my guest. So with that said, you know, again, what main thing that we're doing is teaching people how to think out of the box. We hear that a lot in business. To be successful in business, you need to be innovative. You need to have a big idea. But nobody actually tells you how to. And that's what we're going to be doing. And not only are we going to be telling you how to, we're going to show you the people that are actually doing it. And that's the fun part. That's the fun, because you're going to see people that are doing stuff that you're like, wow, why didn't I think of that? That's the main thing, right? Why didn't I think of that? You see that all the time, right? You see these inventions and you're like, hey, I thought of that. How come they did it? So that's the thing, is to really kind of jar the thought process. It was a 12-hour marathon on Foresight yesterday. Wow. It was absolutely phenomenal. And I was in this training. It was literally an all-day training on Foresight. And it was, I'm a member of the Association of Professional Futurists. And they had an ongoing marathon of all of these different futurists in different areas of, you know, the environment, education, all, you know, everything that you can think of, business, healthcare. And it was an ongoing marathon all day till midnight last night. So hence.
You look great.
Oh, yeah. Thank God for Maybelline. So, but the beauty of that was that it was so informative. And Dr. Jay Gary, which was one of my professors whom I absolutely love, he was my strategic foresight professor. He was the one that was spearheading this marathon. And it was fabulous. And just hearing all the different things that people are doing and all of the things that are down the pike, like, you know, in the future, it was just fascinating. So there were researchers here and just all different people from different walks of life. And like I tell you, even education, there's going to be so many changes, and they're coming fast and furious. I think within the next 5-10 years, everything as we know it is going to change.
Wow.
Yeah, like even education. So let me give you a perspective. I have a niece who's in middle school, and because my sister travels for work, she's actually in online school. So it's
in middle school?
In middle school.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, I know. Neither did I. So the beauty, because my sister thought, well, I'm going to have to homeschool her. So when she went to the school and proposed, like, you know, listen, I'm going to have to pull her out, they were like, no, there's no need to do that. Since we can actually have public education online.
Wow.
It's fascinating. So what I was learning yesterday is all these different methods that they're using, and kids were actually be in school less time and will have more time for socialization while they're learning, and they're going to be learning at their speed.
That's very important.
So it's not like they're not going to be like thrown, thrown into this. My sister actually, my niece actually gets online with a professor.
Wow.
I'm telling you, it's absolutely fascinating. So the way of the future is changing. So I think there's going to be a lot less tangible. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have to find new methods to be able to engage and socialize. And
definitely.
So, yeah. So that was one of the things that to me was very fascinating last night. So the next thing is that I want to touch upon is the guest and the people that we're going to be talking to, and I want to tell you a little bit about myself. I think we should kind of start there, right?
I agree. I would like to know more about you.
Okay, so again, besides my name, which I think everyone knows, but I'll say it again. My name is Dr. Nilda Perez. My real name is Nilda Perez. I don't think my parents call me doctor. I don't think that's in my birth certificate. So my name is Nilda, and but by profession and academia, I am a futurist. This is what I've been doing for the last six, eight years. I've been in this quest of learning more and being able to position myself for the future. And so as a result, I'm a futurist and I'm a business strategist. This has been like really fascinating because what this means, and I need to explain that because, of course, futurist sounds big, right?
It does. I'm trying to depict the word, and I'm not sure what it means.
Okay, so I think the definition is definitely in order, right?
Okay, yes.
Okay, so this means a person who researches the future. That's basically what I do. I research the future, and as a result of that, I do predict. You know, I can make predictions based on that. So it's
you can predict my future.
Not your future, but the future.
Sounds like I have a lot of questions.
No, it's not a crystal ball. But what it is like, you know, based on research, we can do research on an industry.
Okay.
And or a method, and we can see the trend that's taking.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
Right. It does, right? So now based on that, you can start predicting like, okay, so if this is the trend and this is technology, and these are all the things that are in place. Based on that, I can give you like 4 scenarios of possible futures.
Okay.
So that can be in any industry. That's the beauty of it. It can be any industry. Wow. So that's the fun part of that. So that's what I do. So we don't, it's not guesses. It's not, you know, it's really, these are the tools and instruments that we use.
So there's an algorithm to it.
There's an algorithm to it, yeah. But the beauty of that, and that's what I do in my business, is that I teach businesses these algorithms and the tools to use to be able to predict their industry and the future of their business.
That's very important.
It is. It is. It's actually, it's critical.
Yeah.
And because I've seen lots of businesses go out of business because they didn't see it coming.
Yeah, especially now with everything changing. I mean, how can you predict if you don't have this algorithm? Because I had no idea. So who knows about my little youth group?
Well, and you're right. Well, no. The beauty of this is being able to use these different channels to be able to, because the thing is that, you know, life is one thing or the other, right? It's not stagnant. Mm-hmm. It's an evolution.
Correct.
So you want to be in the mix of that evolution, because if you're stagnant, there's a good chance that
everybody's passing you by.
And not only passing you by, they just leave you behind and then you exist no more.
It's so sad.
That can be, again, it's a choice.
It's a choice.
So the beauty of this is that, so that I'm going to be like opening mindsets, and that's the goal with the program.
Okay.
To be able to open mindsets and to be able to show people all of the possibilities. And bringing the people that are going to show you all of these possibilities. So that's a fascinating part. Yeah. Again, a lot of this research is really ideas and being able to come up with these big ideas and methods. So the information I would like to share a lot with the Latino community, because they're the ones that are growing in business fast and furious. As of the last census, Katie, I don't know if you realize, but as of the last census, 43.7% of new business is Latino owned.
Wow, I was not aware of that.
I know most people aren't, but you know that's the reality. And now that's as of the last census, and I see so many, which again, there's a lot of the people that I'm going to be featuring that are coming up with some really fabulous ideas and are really, really taking, you know, entrepreneurship and business, you know, by the horns and really doing crazy awesome things.
That's really exciting.
Isn't it? Yeah. I know I'm very excited. So.
Well, you look excited.
I am. I'm very passionate about what I do. I love what I do. I enjoy working with people. I enjoy seeing people doing things. And I love when they think so much further than I do. That's
because you're educating them so that they can make their own decisions and their own plans, right?
Right. Absolutely. That's the idea.
I think, right, because you're really into education. Didn't you write a book or maybe even two?
I wrote a book. So here's what I did.
Okay.
So I wrote, I co-authored one book. Mm-hmm. I authored one book. I have several e-books. And I'm in the process of finishing up my second full book.
Wow.
Yeah. So other than that, we do nothing.
You do nothing other than that. Okay.
Yeah.
So you must have so much free time.
Yeah. So much. Yeah. but the fun of it, you know, the where I get my best and my most enjoyment is to be able to take all of these ideas that I have in my head and to be able to put them, you know, pen to paper. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the best part. So don't. At any rate, so this is, like I said, this is a community that's growing in entrepreneurship and innovation and thought leadership. Mm-hmm. They're just doing crazy awesome things, and I'm excited about that. But remember, it's not just I'm going to be bringing people in from other disciplines who are not necessarily Latinos, but they're innovators,
right,
and they're thought leaders, and they're futurists, and they're doing fabulous things. So this is not... You know, again, it's not going to be just, because there's a lot that we can learn from other communities.
No, definitely. You know, I think it's always good to learn from other people, because then you bring that into yours and we're all sharing, and that's where it comes from.
Right. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. So I'm really excited about that. So, yeah. So we're going to be on Juan 95.7 FM. We will also be on La Super Latina. And a lot of this is going to be bilingual, so I will be speaking Español. And it's also going to be on Facebook Live. Mm-hmm. So here we are. We're going to be doing, there's a lot that we're going
to
be doing.
Right. So how about we're going to go to a song, and then we'll come back and talk about some more
Yes.
awesome stuff.
Perfect.
Awesome.
to be. Oh. De blanco y negro a color me convertí. Y fue tan fácil quererte tanto. Algo que no imaginaba fue entregarte mi amor con una mirada. Oh, no, 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 no. Todo tembló dentro de mí. El universo escribió que fueras para mí. Y fue tan fácil quererte tanto. Algo que no imaginaba fue perder el amor. Simplemente pasó y todo tuyo ya soy. Antes que pase más tiempo contigo, amor, tengo que decir que eres el amor de mi vida. Antes que te ame más, escucha por favor. Sorprendió todo de ti, de blanco y negro al color me convertí. Sé que no es fácil decirte amo, yo tampoco lo esperaba, pero así es el amor. Simplemente pasó y todo tuyo ya soy. Tiempo contigo, amor, tengo que decir que eres el amor de mi vida. Antes que te ame más, escucha por favor, déjame decir que todo te di. Y no hago explicar, pero menos tan simplemente así lo sentí cuando te vi. Todo cambió cuando te vi.
Introduce her. Thanks for the introduction. We're back live now.
Back live.
We're live everywhere.
Live everywhere. Okay. So, again, so I talked a little bit about the future.
I talked about what a futurist is. Again, I want to be able to touch on that really quickly because we just got on Facebook Live. And as a futurist and a business strategist, which is what I do, what that means is a person who researches the future, a person who makes predictions based on trends. It's not a crystal ball. We use actual tools and instruments. And there's a lot of research that we do to be able to come up with that. But the tools are really simplistic. And that's the idea. So that's what we do. Again, it's not a guessing game. We can even predict any between 5, 10, 15 years, 20 years into the future based on those trends. So that's really fascinating. It's fun. I love working with clients. But the intention of the this program is going to be 10 to 15 minutes of training.
Okay.
Where we'll be talking about these different different business ideas. And then that will segue into some really fabulous guests.
Well, I'm excited.
Yeah, I am too. Today I'm waiting for, and he should be here any minute, Ruben from Línea Formativa will be here anywhere between 11:30 and 11:40.
Okay.
And prior to his follow-up program. So looking forward to that. So I'm going to continue by talking about, again, what the topics that we're going to be covering and the people that we're going to be featuring.
Okay.
Okay. So first thing is we're going to be, like I said, the 10-15 minute training is going to be around innovation. And then we're going to be interviewing some really people who are doing really things that are really out of the box, outstanding CEOs, innovators, trendsetters, you know, again, people that are thought leaders in their industry and in their own right. They're just really fabulous. I'm looking forward to that. The conversation is going to be a Q&A conversation. And the point of that is I'll be asking questions, but we also want audience participation.
Okay.
I want as many people to call in with questions because a lot of these people are doing things really way out of the box. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of questions. And rather than having people keep questions to themselves and not being able to interact, and I want them to be part of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So the radio station is going to be, it's just going to be this worldwide conversation. You have a question, you know, even you, Katie, if you have
even
a question,
me?
Even you.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. But if you have a question, I think the best part is that you're going to be able to participate. So it's going to be almost like a round table.
An open forum.
Open forum, Q&A,
awesome.
You know, and you're going to get your questions answered regarding your business, regarding that industry. I mean, just pretty much about anything. So, again, success, people that are successful. So if you have any questions about the show or direction that you think would be great, I would like you to call at 845-485-1390. And I'm going to say that in Spanish because we are a bilingual program. We are here in Juan 95.7 y La Super Latina. El de este programa es para ayudar el latino que es bilingüe, porque va a haber mucho en inglés, ¿verdad?
Sí, verdad.
Sí. Va a haber mucho en inglés, pero hay mucho latino que no habla inglés, and we're going to be able to cater to el latino that speaks English y el latino que habla español.
Sí, entiendo.
Sí. Y va a ser bilingüe. Entonces, si tienen preguntas o si quieren venir, la idea es que el programa va a ser interactivo. Quiero que las personas llamen con preguntas y cuando vengan la semana que viene vamos a comenzar con personas que tienen su negocio en industrias que son bien súper, súper excepcional, éxito es excepcional. So, eso va a ser, vamos a comenzar la semana que viene. So, quiero hablarle un poco de las personas que vienen. So, I'm going to talk a little bit about the people that are coming, going to be coming. So, next week, we are going to have Raymond Collazo.
Okay.
Raymond Collazo is a CEO.
Wow.
Of Film Link Up. So this is a company that is geared to linking of people from different, and this is a whole host of people that have put this together.
Okay.
It was one idea that has pulled in so many different disciplines, and including development, because this is it's going to be sort of like a LinkedIn, Facebook type of business.
Okay.
And it's going to be, everything is going to be online.
Wow.
And basically what they're doing, and this is the most fascinating thing, and this was probably something you'd be interested in, Katie.
Okay.
Because what they're doing is they're bringing together screenwriters, film producers, people that are actual filmers or...
You mean like people who work cameras?
The camera. Okay. People that work the camera.
The camera operator.
Camera operator. There we go. I knew that.
Yeah.
And actors.
Okay.
And so these are people that, again, if he's a screen, he's in school right now for his MFA in creative writing.
Mm-hmm.
So once he writes this, what happens from there?
Yeah.
So he needs to have these other disciplines to come together. And so they're doing it via online.
Wow.
So he's bringing this to the different universities, and from there, from the universities, they're taking it to the next level. And
wow. So if I'm someone looking for a job, whether I'm in acting or in producing or directing or film writing, anything, this is where I want to go.
This is where you want to go. And I'm not sure, and he's going to be here next week, and he's going to give you a whole lot more information. But I'm not sure that it's going to necessarily be a job, but it's going to be, he's bringing kids together from schools.
So it's kids.
It's
students.
Students.
Students, okay.
Right now it's students.
Okay.
And I think then, you know, I can see this growing fast and furious, though. I do. I just see this. I mean, he had a whole presentation that he did.
It sounds like a great idea.
I was totally fascinated.
Well, I'm excited for him to come next week and for him to share.
Absolutely. The week after that, I have La Doctora Isadora Gonzalez, and she's a visionary. She's a visionary. She's the founder of the leadership speaker and CEO of Latina Mastermind.
Okay.
Oh my goodness, this is a phenomenal program that she's put together, bringing in different Latinas to actually mastermind.
Wow.
To actually be able to kick around ideas and talk about different things, business. She also, like I said, she's the founder of the Leadership Speaker Foundation. So she, Leadership Speaker, she does a lot of speaking, and she's built this platform where she brings different speakers and she's able to connect them. She's a very influential woman, does a lot of speaking through, she's global.
Wow.
Global, and just a very fascinating woman. She's going to bring so much to this. I'm really looking forward to having her in the program. She should be here October 1st.
October 1st, okay.
October 1st. Then on...
October 8th is the next.
October 8th is Cesar Perez. Not related to me.
No.
Not related, but he's a founder of a company called BKD.
Okay.
And he's in BKD Digital. He is a technology partner also of Urban Pixels. He's a web developer.
Okay.
The most fascinating one, I met him a few years ago when he came to me. And he came to me as a client for his business, and he was just, you know, an amazingly fascinating person. Mm-hmm. What I could not believe is his son is in the spectrum of autism, and he had these people coming in to do these different trainings for his son, different disciplines. He had OT, he had speech therapist, these people were coming in with all of this paperwork, and he was like, is that how you keep your records? And they're like, oh yeah, we're organized, we have everything together. And he was like, oh my God. I mean, being a tech guy, I can see how he totally wigged out.
It probably drove him nuts.
Oh my God, yeah, yeah. So he actually developed a program to have everything online, and is so super interactive that not only do they have stuff that is that in real time will be reaching the office, but it also has a way for parents to be able to monitor their children.
In real time.
In real time.
Wow.
So they will, what happens is that as things are happening in at home, they monitor that, they write that, and the therapist, the different therapists, will be having that information in real time. So, you know, at 3 o'clock he had a meltdown, this is how I manage that, and blah, blah, blah. He'll be talking so much more about that. Mm-hmm. But that was another fascinating program that I thought was, I'm totally out of the box. This guy is an innovator, a 100% innovator. You give him an idea and he goes off with it. You know, we've discussed several projects that we will eventually be doing together.
Oh.
Katie, he's unbelievable. I'm like, I think, and he's like, oh, we can do blah, 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 blah. And he just like goes off, and I'm like, what? That's amazing. So he's another very impressive person.
Wow. Well, I'm looking forward to October 8th and to meeting him and hearing all about this program.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So that's what we're going to be doing. So there's a lot coming down the pike. We have we're going to have Lisa Miller from VI. She's a thought leader,
mm-hmm.
and she's really made a huge dent and a lot of progress in healthcare. She's another fascinating person. We're going to be bringing her on. We have, oh my goodness, I tell you, the calendar is full, and it's happening with all these people doing really great things. I tell you, it makes me feel like I can do better. I tell you, they make me aspire for more.
Well, that's what a good person does, right?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So this has been, again, that's really great, and I'm looking forward to that. And we're waiting for Ruben Estrada, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about him because he has really, he's really made a big impact in my life. He's my personal hero. He's the reason why I'm here today live. And he's the one that made this happen. So he is, he's a guru. He's been my mentor. He's really helped me in a lot of areas in my life where I needed not only open doors, but he's just really been able, he's a visionary, and he's really been great. And he's done a lot in his life. Like when he talks to me, he's a very unpretentious person. Mm-hmm. And most people don't know all of the stuff that he's
done.
Yeah,
I'm always learning something new. Every week I'm like, wait, you do that too? Where does the time come?
Like, yeah, exactly. And when I speak to his wife, she's like, he does everything. I'm like, wow, tough act to follow. I said, I can't be around him too much because he makes me feel like.
Right, because then you're like, wait a minute, what am I doing with my life?
Exactly. I'm like, when does this guy sleep?
Yeah.
And he's a good cook too.
Oh,
he's,
really?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I've gotten to taste his cooking. Oh, maybe I did. Right? Did he barbecue?
No. Well, he barbecued, but that wasn't his. He does way better than
way
that.
Way better? Okay. So then.
Oh, my goodness. Way better than that. Barbecue is not.
Doesn't count.
Doesn't even count compared to the stuff he does. So I want to tell you a little bit about him, though, because I'm sure that you probably don't know this about him, Katie.
I'm sure I don't.
And you see him every week.
I know.
But he doesn't even tell you these things. So he's going to bring a wealth of knowledge in the areas of.
Okay.
Check this out.
I'm ready.
Entrepreneurship, mm-hmm. sales and marketing management, government affairs and government sales.
Okay.
Community relations.
Right.
Corporate diversity. It's very big on corporate diversity.
Wow.
Advertising.
Okay.
Legislation.
Didn't see that one coming.
Didn't see that one coming, right? I'm telling you, man, politically, he is well-connected and. And again, across parties, like it's not like he's this one person that does. He's just, I tell
right.
you.
Right. He's got his hand in everything.
His hand in everything and just well-loved and well-respected mm-hmm. by everyone. He's done research promotion. He's done media production. He has done, this is just a few of the things. And he.
That's only a few.
That's only a few.
Oh, okay.
And he can cook.
And he can cook, of course. That should have been at the top of the list.
Yeah. Well, it was on top. It's going to be in the middle and the bottom, too.
Oh, okay.
As I tell you.
We'll just keep throwing it in so that way subconsciously he'll hear it and he'll make us food.
That's the idea.
The okay.
Fantastic cook. So, and again, he's been in the Latino market for, you know, pretty much all of his life. And not only the beauty of that is that he doesn't solely work with the Latino market and okay. just stay there. But what he does is this merger. He merges them into
wow.
the mainstream, you know, American mm-hmm. community. So that's what I love about him. That's one of the things that I respect. And Fiesta Latina was just that.
Yeah,
you were there.
I was there. Yes.
You were there. And there was such a rich, it was so rich in that there was a huge component that was about the American culture
mm-hmm.
and yet the Latino culture and,
yeah.
and merging them together. And that's really what he's really, really good at.
Mm-hmm.
And he can cook.
And he can cook.
But that's one of the things that he's really, I tell you that he's really outstanding. So he's able to bring, you know, all the communities together. And that's fantastic. So he's been, he has experience. He has 30 years experience. And
and everything?
Well, 30 years experience in development, probably more than that in the cooking. Because he's, I tell you, his wife, you know, I was over the other day and his wife cooked something and I was teasing him and I was like, my goodness, this is like the best rice you've ever made. And he just looked at me like stunned and I'm like, this is the best. And I knew she had made it, but he didn't know I knew.
He didn't know you knew.
So I was like, this is the best. And he just looked at me like, are you kidding me? And I was like, no, I'm seriously, this is the best. This
yeah.
is like the best. And he was like, I didn't make that. It's like
his face must have been priceless.
I tell you. And then, you know, we all started laughing at the table. It was mm-hmm. like his family was there. We were aww. All laughing. We were, I'm just teasing you. But it was pretty good. So it was, that was funny. So let me tell you. So he has 30 years experience in developing this reputation. He
oh,
has
okay.
an impeccable reputation. He's, creating, implementing effective strategies. He's a mm-hmm. strategic planner.
Okay.
Which is excellent. In corporate relations, in public relations, in government
wow.
affairs. You wonder how this guy was able to do all of this, right? Because he's not that old.
Yeah, he's not.
He's not that old.
Nope.
So he's he does specialty promotions, and part of it is with the community leaders, and a lot of it is in media production. He's done a lot with the media.
So my question is, how does he fit all of this on a one-page resume?
I can't imagine his resume being one page unless he abbreviates everything he's done.
Because that's the thing I remember in school was, it has to be one page. You don't want like a four-page paper. No one's going to look at it.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to imagine, how is he getting all this?
I have no idea. On one page? I have no idea. But with technology, I suppose, he should get in front of a camera and just say it all real quick.
There you go. We'll just speed up the audio real fast.
Yeah, exactly. So, again, so I'm looking forward to him being here. He should be here any minute. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to do a quick little interview with him. So we're going to stop right now for a few minutes, and we are going to play some music.
Awesome.
Tus padres no me aceptan en casa, y yo no aguanto el deseo de tenerte otra vez. Tus caricias, tu cuerpo me llaman. Ay, no, no, no lo pensaré, por tu ventana yo entraré. Tú eres quien a mí me hace soñar. Tú eres quien a mí me hace palpitar. Tú eres quien a mí me tiene loco.
Me tiene loco.
No importa el peligro, yo te quiero ver. No me importa quien me juzgue, contigo estaré. No me importa el que diga, por ti ando loco. Te robaré esta noche. Te robaré esta noche. Te robaré esta noche. Te besaré esta noche. Te robaré esta noche. Te robaré esta noche. Te robaré esta noche. Besar esta noche, serás mi esta noche.
WBDH HD3 Poughkeepsie. Todo el Valle de Hudson está escuchando la mejor estación en español. One. Tocando lo que le gusta.
Hello, we're back on the air. Can we do really quickly the Facebook Live? Okay, so we're back on the air, and we're expecting Ruben to walk in any minute. We just heard from him. And looking forward to looking forward to a great show. The intention is that we are going to be, the idea is we're going to have, the show is going to go a little bit longer, and a lot of, like 40 minutes is going to be dedicated to interviews. So we're going to have that 15 minute, we didn't do today, the show is not as traditional as it's going to be, but I really wanted to do an introduction and kind of explain what we're doing and the idea of this. I also want you to get a hold of me if there's any information, if you guys know of anybody who's innovative and is doing things that are really out of the box. I would love if you're on Facebook to please Facebook to find me. How do we do this?
How do they find you on Facebook?
Yeah.
What's your Facebook name?
Dr. Nilda Perez.
Oh, okay.
So they can go there and you can private message me.
Okay.
Or if on the phone, if you want to get a hold of me, you can go to drnildaperez.com and you can just leave a message there for me. And Ruben is coming. He's walking in through the door. I'm so excited. Yay. Here he comes.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Ruben. Hi. So Ruben is here, ready to go. And so we're going to have a real quick interview with him. This is going to be a short one, but I got to tell you, I gave the whole introduction for you, Ruben.
Oh, she did, about 20 minutes worth.
About 20 minutes worth.
Okay. She loves you a lot, we'll just say that.
Okay. Yep.
Let me have a seat there, is that it?
Yeah, that's it, this is your seat. Come on over.
This looks great, that looks awesome.
Yeah.
So.
Real
good.
Yeah.
So I'm up here. So how you been?
I've been good. Ruben is running in, and you know what? He has a two-hour show, so the fact that he's even giving me these 15 minutes is huge, because he has 2 hours coming, so this is practically a whole day. And on a Saturday, that's a big deal. He has.
Yeah, what I noticed was on my let me just put this back out.
Careful.
There you go.
On Drive Up, I was listening to the show, and there was a lot of issues. A lot of sound breakups in terms of, there's another station actually coming through almost.
Oh, the signal. It's not us here. It's other signals.
It's other signals.
It depends on where you are and location our signal. It's hard to pick it up.
Okay.
Interesting.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, the beauty is that they can also get us via internet on Facebook Live.
That's and also, right.
Hello, Ruben.
There's an app, Radio Pup. They can get us. It's a Town Square Media app, so it has Radio Pup. And if they download that from the app store, they can listen to you on Juan.
Okay, can you say Pup, P-U-P?
P-U-P, yeah. So R-A-D-I-O, like radio, and then Pup, P-U-P.
Okay,
perfect. It's a free app download from the app store.
Perfect, okay. So, Ruben, I gave this whole introduction, and I'm going to kind of do it really quickly, and I kind of gave all the accolades of all the stuff that you've done. You've done a lot in your life.
Well, so you won't repeat it, and I heard it on the radio.
Okay.
It started when I was 14 years old.
That's the I most decided, fascinating
and East, coming from East Harlem, El Barrio. And I'm not that young. I'm 64, so I'll be 65 very soon.
That's young.
Okay.
You look young.
That's good. All right. Do I look young? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But in any event, I was 14. I was just curious, and the exposure in East Harlem was great exposure, because we took a community, una comunidad latina que viene siendo el barrio, and we decided that West Side Story syndrome was no longer, because we were on the East Side.
I love that musical.
Okay. Yay. And it was the East Side Story, because we couldn't pass Third Avenue, a bunch of other stuff that was occurring. We were basically disenfranchised as a community in East Harlem. And we as a community leaders decided at the time, I wasn't one, but I was part of the group that decided to take over and change things. I was part of that. So I had some mentors, which is an important factor here. Always when you talk about
Absolutely.
People, you got to take time. And me as a Christian, also in my faith, it says, you know, you got to give back. You got to encourage. You know, you got to build.
Exactly.
And evangelize as much as you can. Honestly, that's a form of evangelizing. So
it
to
is.
Me, it's a very important thing to do.
Absolutely.
And helping others. So they did that to me. And it helped me understand, one, government, well, life in general, but also the sub-factors would be functional government, functional activities, being able to be a positive person, and doing those things that are important in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And not for yourself. I've never really been elected to any office, but been involved with the planning boards, area policy boards in East Harlem. I remember being chairman of a Massive Economic Neighborhood Development Corp, which was many years ago. in my early 20s, and one of the most positive groups about the organization in the city, you could say. Mm-hmm. We had funding up to $6 million in total at a time in the 70s. It was incredible. Mm-hmm. But a lot of great services came out of there. More importantly, a lot of mentoring and culturing and cultivating of youth, mm-hmm. Which is myself. You had Assemblyman Robert, Councilman Robert Rodriguez came out of that. Bob Anasagasti, which was my key mentor. Rita DiMartino, who used to be the vice chair of the Republican Party for 18 years in the state of New York, Puerto Rican. You had Bob Sanchez of the world. Everybody came out of East Harlem and moved on to different things. Media, when you talk about media, you had Felipe Luciano. You have Yoruba Guzman, who's on Channel 2. All these guys, Perez, who's an author and a writer. Mm-hmm. A lot of very successful people came out of the neighborhood. Okay. And that neighborhood encouraged that at the time, anyway.
Yeah.
It was a period of transition. So from there, on and on, me being who I am, which is very conservative and very active in the party, wasn't able to get the patronage, so I had to be a better person by educating, getting educated, trying to do the right things, and developing businesses.
Yes.
But not in graduate yet, but and that's yeah. another issue.
Yeah.
But and I don't deny it. But yeah, I did some schooling and kept on. I became an entrepreneur at 17, so that was my first experience, and then on and on. Everything from being at the White House several times, being on Air Force One, to, incredible events in my life that some people might just dream about, but I actually lived them. And not to just say it because I want to boast, it's more of a, you got to do that for others. You got to take that young man, that young woman, say, listen, there's another path. You could go this way. Right. And I constantly do that all the time.
And I have to tell you, that to me. That's
and I don't stop, but as you can see.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That was the most fascinating thing to me. I met Ruben, and I have to tell you, it was like within a couple of weeks, he was off and running. He was like, okay, this is what I want to do with you. I want to do da, 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 da. And I'm like, whoa, a whirlwind. It was like a wealth of information, and he mentored me. And he's like, listen, we need to position you here. You need to do this. You need to do that. And I was like, wow, you know, I mean, really, you can't, there's so much that you can learn from other people.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, education is not just, and trust me, I have all the academic education you can possibly have, but yet there's still things that you need other people, and he's been a tremendous mentor. Mm-hmm. So for me to have him here and to have him open these doors, this is something I dreamt of, you know, about, like, I'm going to tell you, like 3 years ago, I was like, I really want to do that. And he just made it happen. And that, to me, was the fascinating.
Listen, it's a pleasure. I'm glad you're here. Yeah. Again, you got a lot to offer. I know that the show is really commencing next week, which is, you're going to go into the real details of what you're going to be doing in terms of
I have Raymond Collazo next week.
You know him.
He's
a great
guy. Phenomenal.
Great business. And what he has as a platform is pretty encouraging, similar to Facebook. He's starting the initiative on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. He's starting the initiative with the universities, SUNY and CUNY, and it's going to be based on school. And it's a platform that encourages folks that are in the industry to go to the platform and be able to find sound system guys, cameramen, whatever it may be.
Yes, you're right.
Also, teachers and instructors might be able to. And I see your mother outside, by the way, and she should be in here someday soon, in a few minutes before we close out.
Okay.
She didn't want to leave the car. I'm just happy she's inside.
But I'm definitely would like to see if we would go to that site because Film Link Up is a fascinating idea, which is growing. Mm-hmm. It got the second prize in the New York City CUNY Incubator at Baruch College. Okay, the business plan that was put together was the most phenomenal one. And if Baruch College says that your business plan is the best one seen in a long time,
that's huge.
That's very huge because Baruch being one of the top five schools of business in the country,
mm-hmm.
They up there with Harvard.
Harvard. Absolutely.
And that's a CUNY system, and mm-hmm. it's still that positive. So what he has there, I think, is going to be a gem. It's going to fly. The focus he has definitely is on schools and students. So they could collaborate. You got a student from Brooklyn collaborating with a student from Buffalo, New York, online on projects, which may be a new film, a trailer being put together. He also is going to have special businesses that are attracted to be offering internships relative to the industry.
Right.
So if you have a business video being needs to be produced, he will encourage them to get the school students to go on and they get class credit for that, et cetera.
That's important.
Yeah. So, yeah, and he's a young man. He can't.
He's young. Yeah.
He's 30. So. I think he's 30 years old, 29, 30 years old, and he's did 9 years, no, 10 years, actually, no. 10 years, yeah, he did 10 years, close to 10 years in the U.S. Army. Had this dream, came back from Afghanistan, and is moving fast.
Yeah.
He's doing his master's, which he'll finish this year. He'll finish his master's degree this year. So very positive. I think it's a good thing. So I'm looking forward to listening to that show next week, no doubt, too.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you're here. I think you got a lot to offer, Nilda. And I saw that in the beginning when we met.
Yeah.
And I do think that which in terms of program and content, our community needs all the knowledge you have and what you got to offer because –
Thank you.
Again, one thing is mentoring, one thing is pushing one way, but the person has to take it to the next level, begin the process. And maybe that's where you're going to be helping folks also begin to begin the process, but also get to the next level and further.
That's good. And for me, like, and again, one of the things that I, my dad was the one that was like, he couldn't understand. My dad was not an educated man, only went to second grade.
Wow.
And, but never understood. He kept saying, with all that education, ¿cómo va a ser que, you know, you don't have your own business? Like, he couldn't understand that. It didn't make any sense to him. So I almost feel like I'm fulfilling that dream for him because he kind of passed that torch on to me. When he passed it to me, he didn't know what to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so here I am today, and I'm doing things that, you know, we would have never imagined. So it's very exciting.
So what I'd like to do is find a way to get your mom in here.
Okay.
And I'm going to move my chair and have her sit down and give a shout-out to the folks because that's why she's here, okay?
Yeah, it's just enough to choose.
Let's do that. Let me get her now.
Yeah, so Ruben's going to go get her. Yeah. So, in the meantime, we're going to keep chit-chatting. And again, like, I just want you to know that this, I'm really excited about this show, really exciting of what's going to come out of it and the direction that we're going. It's going to be, you know, again, it's going to be a phenomenal segue also for Ruben's show, who's going to have some, so he has some really phenomenal guest. So again, I'm looking forward to this. So
me too.
This is going to be fun. And here comes my mom.
She's
brought
so
her in.
Cute.
Got her in.
Doesn't
have a seat, mom.
Wonderful folks. Okay, look at this picture here.
Say hello, mom.
Her,
and
I said, oh,
hi, how are you?
How wonderful.
So this is my mom, and this is the reason why I'm here. This is where it all started, right, mom?
Yes.
Yeah. So what do you think, mom? What do you think about the radio station and all
great.
The stuff that we're doing here?
I'm very, very happy, and I think it's a great idea.
Yeah,
I think that to be able to do this is really a blessing from the Lord.
Amen.
That's my way of thinking, you know.
Amen. Absolutely.
So, rather, that's what I believe.
Okay. So, saluda a mis amigos latinos que hablan español. Yeah. Dime algo en español, mami, que tú sabes español, ¿no?
Yo sé un poquito, sé bastante para defenderme, pero gracias a Dios que Nilda tiene esta oportunidad de poder hablar en la estación y que todo sea de buen provecho.
Okay.
Todo le salga bien.
Amen. Okay. So we're about to wrap up.
Okay.
I think
I'm gonna play some music. We still have about 4 minutes, so you can talk or we can play music. Or...
Okay. So we can talk a little bit more. Ruben, do you want to share anything else?
Yeah. All I want to say is that I wanted
Mommy,
to
sit there for a second
to really just introduce Señora Perez because again. It all came from somewhere.
Yeah.
And it's just not a miracle. I believe in miracles, too, by the way. But I only one person could deliver those miracles.
Yeah.
But my name is not that. And it doesn't start with a J. It doesn't say C or with a G. But
good to know.
None of those. But, yeah, and it's wonderful to have her here and us sharing even for her for a couple of minutes.
Mm-hmm.
This is a launch. This today to me is a real launch.
This is the launch. Yeah,
it's a launch and it's a good one. And I'm hoping that people enjoy that what they have and appreciate the knowledge she's going to bring to the table every week.
Yeah.
And the guests you're going to have, which I heard there were plenty.
Fantastic guests.
And dealing with these guests, no doubt, is going to be important. If we could be of any help, and anyone who's interested in sharing. What they're doing, I think they should be calling you, especially if it has to do with business. Maybe the Lungsies of the world, or you're talking about the Adelots of the world, and people who are able to come in, and like the small business development centers also, which are pretty big here in Ulster County. There's a in Ulster County, in New Paltz, New Paltz has a has a small business incubator, I think, or business development center. And you have Marist College, which is very huge, right across the street.
Across the street,
and,
yeah.
you could say.
Yeah, I went there.
So they have a great business program, too.
My niece goes there, too.
So, yeah. I think you're on your own, and you're ready to go. And,
yeah, go.
And I got to prepare for my next show, so
yes.
I'm going to let you go.
Okay. Okay. All right. Bye. So if you want to get, I'm giving away a free ebook.
Oh, okay.
Free ebook. So if you want, if you go to drnildaperez.com, and that's drnildaperez.com/ebook, you will be able to get your free book. And this is a pretty fascinating book. This book is the book that I wrote.
That you wrote.
But I'm giving it away free.
Oh.
So if you want my book free, you go and you download, you go to drnildaperez.com/ebook and get your free book today.
Yeah.
Okay. So again, we're wrapping up here. Ruben is coming in a few minutes, and I am really looking forward to next week. A great show, and let the fun begin. Okay. Bye. I want to thank you for being with us on Business Foresight, always creating strategies towards an extraordinary future. Remember, I'm here with you with strategies every Saturday. I'll see you next week.